And let's take a few minutes to make sense of the whirlwind that was the last 24 hours in Washington, and to answer a few questions that the recent developments have raised about the ongoing impeachment inquiry. NPR's national security editor, Phil Ewing, joins us now. Phil, it's good to have you here.
Good to be here. Thank you.
Sure. And we know that you have some questions about the news this week. A lot of it happened behind closed door during the testimony on Capitol Hill in the impeachment inquiry. But then there were also some very public moments, like yesterday, when the acting White House Chief of Staff, Mick Mulvaney, said that there was indeed a quid pro quo in President Trump's dealings with Ukraine. And then he walked it back a few hours later. When you look back at the week that just passed, are you starting to see a clear picture emerge about how the Ukraine affair unfolded?
We are, and it's one of those situations that's very unusual in Washington because a lot of this story kind of just emerged basically fully formed in terms of the public understanding about it, although there is an investigation taking place in Congress, and although Democrats in the House say they want to learn more about what took place, they want to hear from other witnesses and get other documents. We basically know what this story is. The president had a program using some of his personal aides and using some official diplomats through the State Department to set up this outreach to the government of Ukraine that relied on doing things for him for his political campaign in 2020, the investigations the president wanted in exchange for engagement with him and continued assistance from the United States for Ukraine's military resistance against Russian and Russian-backed forces in the Crimea and in the East, which has been flowing from the United States since 2014. There's some questions, as you mentioned, that we don't have answers to now, but broadly, that's where the story is. The question is, what do people think about it and what action, if any, should Congress take in response to it?
Well, and what about how involved President Trump himself was in developing the Ukraine strategy?
That's one of the key questions here. We know from accounts that we've gotten from witnesses directly through their written statements and also accounts given about their testimony to Congress, which has all been taking place behind closed doors, that Trump asked people in the State Department to deal with his personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, when they were dealing with Ukraine matters or European matters. And a lot of them were frustrated and upset by that. For one thing, according to some witnesses, they didn't agree with this policy of putting conditions in the way that Trump and Giuliani apparently wanted to on engagement with the United States. And also, they thought it was the province of professionals, National Security Council professionals, State Department professionals, to do this work, which is the way foreign policy typically has run in the United States. We have a State Department with missions overseas, with diplomats overseas, et cetera. And they resented the fact that this interloper, in their eyes, this aide to the president in Giuliani, had been given this portfolio that they thought should have belonged to them. What we don't know is what Trump was doing behind the scenes with Giuliani and with others, and how much of this has his personal fingerprints on it.
Phil, on the issue of Mick Mulvaney, the president defended his acting chief of staff today. He said that Mulvaney clarified his stance. But, you know, even some Republicans were pretty alarmed by what he said. Senator Lisa Murkowski said that it was absolutely a concern to hold up aid for a political reason. You know, he tried to walk it back, but either way, what kind of weight will those statements carry in the impeachment inquiry, if any?
Well, I think what Mulvaney did was take the White House and take some Republicans, although not all of them, as you mentioned, to a position which is going to be their landing zone in this Ukraine affair, which was the president has broad power to conduct foreign policy in the way he sees fit. In Mulvaney's telling, foreign policy, the conduct of national security, are always political. It always proceeds according to the political desires of the chief executive. And these national security pros and State Department diplomats and other pros that I talked about all work for him. And in Mulvaney's phrase, if they don't like it, if you don't like it, you need to get over it. And he was using his power as president to bring about the results that he wanted. What Mulvaney told reporters was Obama did it one way, Trump is doing it this way, and that's just the way the game is played in the big city. So the facts of the case are less material in this telling than whether you think that's appropriate and whether you think that the president should be impeached and removed from office. We haven't reached that stage in the game yet, but that's the way the story has been heading.
I know one of the other questions that you have this week is how much more investigating Democrats will do. Do you get the sense that they're almost done here?
I don't get that sense based on comments by the House Speaker and the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, Adam Schiff. They've said there's a lot more witnesses they want to hear from. They want to hear from some of the famous witnesses, John Bolton, the famous National Security Advisor, potentially Mike Pence, the vice president. We don't know if they'll actually appear, and there's a lot of documents they also want to get to. But there's a political dimension to this as well. Democrats are getting to a point where so much of the story has been established and is out in the open, they need to reach a decision about what they're going to do about it. Will they actually take a vote to initiate this House impeachment inquiry? They haven't done that yet because the Speaker believes she has that power just on her own from the Constitution. And then if they do, will they get to the point where they actually vote to impeach the president? That would be a huge deal. And we don't know yet whether they're playing for time or whether they actually believe there's more evidence that they can gather that will change people's minds, including the minds of the Senate Republicans, who they would need to actually remove Trump if we do get to that stage of impeachment.
And there will be more depositions scheduled for next week. So this was a very busy week. We'll see what happens in the week to come. Phil Ewing is NPR's national security editor. Phil, thanks so much.
Thank you.